Story Explorers.
Wow, isn't the desert a fascinating place to study?
It is. I was thinking about all the special adaptations that living things have. I don't think I would be able to survive in the desert. I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, but some people do live in the desert. I wonder how they do it.
Do you think we're going to learn about them?
I hope we will. I think this is going to be an interesting unit.
Me too. I've heard some stories about the desert, and I hope we'll read a couple.
Salima, aren't you from a country with a lot of desert? Do you know any good stories?
You're right, Ariana. Egypt does have a lot of desert. I'll have to think of some good stories and ask my dad tonight which one he thinks is the best.
That would be great. Can you make it an adventure story? Those are my favorite.
I'll have to see which ones my family and I can remember, and that I know how to tell in English.
I'm going to go to the library after school. Maybe I can ask Mrs. Dax, the librarian, if she knows of any good desert tales.
That's a good idea, Pavel. I think we have a book of international folk tales at home. I'll look in it and see if there are any that happen in the desert.
Pavel, I'll come to the library too. Tonight we're going to be story explorers.
That's a great idea, Ariana. I never thought about being able to explore through books. I'll look in our books at home.
Mrs. Dax always says that one reason books are so important is that they can take you places you could never travel to.
This is a great plan. I hope Miss Chang will let us read the stories we find to the class.
We can ask her if we can read right after lunch. We always have time then to read on our own, so maybe she'll let us read to the whole class instead.
Great idea! I can't wait to start exploring. We're going to discover some amazing stories.